Well, it is wonderful to be here on today. I don't feel like I'm not here with some family members, and so I want to say I'm especially grateful for my EDF family members that are here today. Warmed my heart. Some I haven't seen in a while. Others I've seen like a couple of weeks ago. My man back there, and then my family sitting over here. Tom and Kelvin, I haven't seen them in a long time. So they put their brother a little tears in my eye because of how very, very fond of these pastors, these particular people. But I don't have very fond memories of the whole time. The whole time was a whole different matter. But it's the totality of everything that God develops and makes us become who He wants us to be. So I'm especially, you know what, that would be fine. And I didn't see the lovely daughter, and as usual, you're late. I remember those days when I'd see the parents and not open the ass, and I would, and I would say, you showed up in the back part while I preached. So and to give some of the EDF members an update on that, Arnie Chow is now in Terre Haute. He started the church 2 years ago. And I can tell you this, he's the only black pastor in Terre Haute with a majority white congregation, just like me right here. So, and that's not, it's very divided there, just like it's divided here in Kokomo. And so God is just blessing him to do something very unique. If anybody knows, he's a gifted musician, and I always call him the black pastor. So I expect him to do way more. And last week, they were in a storefront church, and last week they moved into their first building. And they had over 280 people. God is blessing him tremendously. That's like my baby church, too. I go there all the time. And so I'm just very proud of him. And before I get done, I need to thank the most important person in this room, and he's not, I don't, there he is. Teacher Ben. And I know y'all will say, why is he the most important? Because if it wasn't for him, I couldn't have got my younger son out of the house. Thank you, Teacher Ben. I appreciate you more than anybody else. I was talking church Ben in there, now I'm talking personal. Thank you, Teacher Ben, for helping me. And I mean every word of what I just said. Thank you, Teacher Ben, for helping me. Honestly, that man of God blessed me. He did not know me from Adam. The great thing about my son was never going to smart aleck or do something crazy, but I tell you what, my son wasn't on me. He wasn't going to do no work at all. He could talk to him, he'll say yes, sir, no, sir, and then go sit down and never do a thing on that paper. And I appreciate this teacher because I was really at my wit's end, and I went to him, and he was just, thank God the marriage hadn't been just so crazy in this room, he didn't care, but he cared. And he helped us, we got him through it, got him through that year, and God bless him. He even got a scholarship to play basketball in college. Don't clap, so he did last row for the whole Mary show for that. I'm sorry, son, if you're looking at this. We're going to talk about you. Can we talk about Jesus? I appreciate him. Pastor James, get well, my friend. Get well, brother, and his lovely wife. And so I'm just glad to be here and to minister to you. Today, I heard a lot of Jesus songs. And so God invited the right guy to come at the right time, and I love to talk about Jesus. So I want to share with you some things about our walk with God and what we need to do as people. people of God to allow that process to really work in our lives. And would you go ahead and, if you want me to point at you for the slide, or I can just say, what's up? Everybody say, not like us.
Not like us.
Yeah, I want to share some things with you today about, can I ask you a question? If I don't use the mic, will you still be able to hear me on the, you will not be able to hear me. I want to talk up to you today about not like us, and this is going to be real interesting. Let's just pray right here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. We just ask that you minister to our hearts through your word. Lord, let us see that we have been called out and chosen by you today. That we can understand that even though we've been called and chosen, what we are supposed to be to you. And so, Father, I just ask that you help us get in this spirit that they're not like us. And I thank you for everything that you're going to do. And Lord, if there would be someone here that doesn't know you in the power of your resurrection spirit, if they would identify themselves, we'll appropriately guide them towards you. And we thank you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' name we pray, with everyone say.
Amen.
Go to my next slide, if you would. This is 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, the 9th and the 10th verse. And it says, but you are not like that. For you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God. For he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are what? Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. You go to the next one if you would. If you see, there's two dudes up there. And listen, I'm going to share with you a little bit of pop culture. Can I share some pop culture with you today? But two guys you see up there, is one guy's name is Drake, and the other guy's name is Kendrick Lamar. In the Super Bowl, Kendrick Lamar actually was the halftime show. Did any of y'all watch the Super Bowl? And many of you said, yeah, we saw that dude and don't have a clue what he said. And neither did I. And I love rap. I feel bad. I don't have a clue what he was talking about till he got to one song. And that's this one. And this song was part of a battle, rap battle, between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. And I know some of you are looking at it and saying, why would they do that? Well, this is something that has been embedded in hip-hop since the very beginning. From MC Shan, and he was battling Boogie Down Productions and KRS-One. I know you have the albums at home, but and so there was a battle between LL Cool J and Kool Moe Dee. There was a battle between NWA and Ice Cube. So this is not brand new to hip hop. There you go. But as it goes, they got to battling, and Drake, he has some good songs. And I listen to every I love that rap. And they were going back and forth, and they do lie in battle rap. Lying is not the prerequisite. The prerequisite is, can you lie on the dude good enough to make us believe some of it, and it sounds good on the beat? That's all you really have to do. And when Drake thought he was getting ready to win, this guy comes out with a song called Not Like Us. Mm-hmm. Where basically the song is calling Drake a pedophile.
Yeah.
And so in the Super Bowl, nobody can understand nothing he said until he got to one part when he says that he's only a minor. And you heard the whole Super Bowl crowd. And then it goes in, they not like us, they not like us. And this song resonated. I'm looking at some of y'all faces, some of you country music fans understand. I understand. But I understand. But this song has become very popular in pop culture. But I'm here to tell you, Kendrick was right along the lines of something, but it didn't have anything to do with a battle rap or calling him a pedophile. It has something to do with us. Because somehow, some way, through pop culture, we have started to look more like the world than the world to look like us. And we have seemed to have forgotten some of the things, some of the behavior that we should have. And I know you're going to say, please leave us alone. But if behavior is bad, and I don't care who it is, it's bad behavior. But when you get what you want, you say, that's okay. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. And I don't have a problem. This ain't church. That's not church. I agree. But your behavior matters. And I don't care in what group we're in. When we justify bad behavior, it says something to us who say we are believers. Let's say we wanted to do what we wanted to do. But let's not justify bad behavior. Bad behavior has something to do with us. Because we need to understand, just because they do it, doesn't give you the right to do it. Go to my next slide, if you would. I'm going to show you some things. Jesus said, I love giving you Jesus stuff. He says, you are the light of the world. So let your light so shine before men. Don't say show your darkness on Facebook. It don't say show every bad thing that you can say and do and all your bad opinions. But it says, let your what shine? And if it ain't a light shining, that means you shine to something else. And so we need to understand your rules are different. When you look at somebody and say, your rules are different. Your rules are different. I know you don't like it, but your rules are different. The next thing it says, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him what? Deny himself. Take up your cross. That means you can't be you. The next thing that it says, man, it got quieter. I'm not going to tell you. It says 70 times 7. Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother who has sinned against me? 7 times? No, Lord. Jesus said 70 times 7. That means the person you don't like on Facebook that keeps writing stuff you don't like, you need to forgive them and get off Facebook. Have no problem is Facebook. In people's business and don't like what they say or what they doing. Well, get out of their business. Don't you got enough? I used to say this all the time at my church. I used to live at 1105 Northdale, and people would say, Pastor, did you know this person said this? I said, no, I'm worried about what the person said at 1105 Northdale. Because I have a business at home that I don't need to be in nobody else's. And the problem with that Facebook is you in everybody's business. Being a busybody. The last thing that I say, lay your enemies. Pray for those who what? Persecute you. Last time you've been praying for anybody that you didn't like. What is not resonating is that you are a royal priesthood. That you're not like everybody else. This world is not like us. I'm not saying that makes us better than them. What I'm saying is we need to be better in front of them to show them a better way. Because there's no one in here that I would say don't need Jesus. All of us need him. But we may not be doing everything we can to go and find him. And I promise you, this is the longest part of the message. What I need to share with you is now you need to go back to the basics if you truly want to be like him. And how do we get back to the basics if you go to the next one? It goes for tomorrow, the 13th chapter. And excuse me, I believe it's 10th chapter. I apologize. I believe it's the 10th chapter in the 13th verse. I believe that's what it is. And so with that, it says they brought little children to him. What's so important about this scripture, go to the next one, I don't know if I got it. Yeah, that's the problem with us. We're being selfish. You say, how am I being selfish? Because I want to know, who did you try to bring to Jesus this week? While you was at Walmart, Costco, Kmart, Walmart, Kroger's, we don't even have Marsh no more. I can't even think of all these stores because I'm trying to stay out of all of them. But nevertheless, who did you try to bring to Jesus this week? And I know it says they brought them to Jesus. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you say you already got Jesus, one of your charges this week is to go talk to somebody about Jesus this week. So who did you really say, I'm going to talk to them about Jesus? When did you go out of your way? You had 168 hours this week, and I know you think because you came here for this hour, you good now. But do you realize if you take your 168 hours and times it over the whole year, this is why I get mad at people who say, I go to church all the time. One time it goes on Sunday. Do you know that's like 0.5% of your time for the whole year? So nobody goes to church all the time. But you know, when I looked at my percentage from the time I was 9 to 15, and I used to go to church every day. For real, every day. Not fake every day, for real every day. And I was only about like 24%. But I said, goodness. My mama was killing me with church. But yeah, God bless her soul. But we still got problems with church. But we gotta quit being selfish. Stop thinking it's always about us. You need to start trying to lean or get somebody to see the light you have and try to turn them towards Jesus. Go to my next one if you would. It says that he might touch them. And I'm gonna use Here's Hope Church for this. Because a lot of times, the reason why we get so apprehensive about trying to talk to somebody about bringing them to church, we don't want to look stupid. And if the Lord really tells us to go speak to somebody, now we're feeling really a bunch of anxiety. Man, they don't say I'm crazy. They don't say something wrong with me. They may not take it the right way. Well, listen, if that dude can make us touch each other, then we all better go talk to somebody about Jesus. And I mean that because the truth is, you felt comfortable enough, and I know it's all of us. But if there had been a lot of visitors in here, you know, people didn't know each other, somebody might have got mad. But you know what? We felt comfortable enough because we were in it together. If we would get in this thing together, it wouldn't feel so awkward talking to somebody about Jesus. It wouldn't be the first time that a person ever heard somebody say, hey, can I pay for your bill today? And they don't know you from that. Don't allow, we have to be different than the way we see the world. But this is the part where the hope comes in. Go to my next one if you will. Because what we don't understand is while we're apprehensive that he might touch them, all we can do is have hope. Everybody say hope. That's all we can have. Because I almost gave up till God gave me what?
Hope.
You know what? When salvation arrived, everything could have been going wrong in your life. Things could have been messed up. You would have been feeling guilty for all your mistakes. But something happened when he called you to him. He gave you hope. And the reason why I know that's what he gave you is because in spite of everything that was going wrong, you chose to believe what he said to you anyway. He hadn't changed nothing yet. But you believe he gave you. And one of the things that we need to understand, when we are going to people and we are men, all we're doing truly is giving them hope. And see, we want the miracle right away. We want them to fall on the ground and say, I knew the Lord sent you. And so we'll feel good so we can tell everybody about it. But the truth is, we're just breadcrumbs on the way to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't get it today, you don't know if they're not going to get it a month from now. And I said, man, I was just in that Walmart, and this happened to me. Give them hope. Go to my next one, if you would. One of the things that we have to say is the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Go to my next one, that's Psalm. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace through God, with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. See, your church means something. It's scripturally referenced that this is what we do. And guess what? We also do it for one another. It is all we have to believe in sometimes. That we have to sing, I always now here come the old mama in me, sing the old school songs, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest prayer, but only believe in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. See, some of this stuff, how you hang on in your toughest times is built on hope. Go to the next one if you would. This is the beautiful thing that I hope, that God gives you a promise. If you'll just trust him, even in your worst times, even when you think he can't fix it, he says this about hope. Hope won't put you to shame. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. There's nothing wrong with hoping in life. People are hoping for a lifestyle, hoping they wish to win the lottery, hoping that they can meet the right woman, hoping that they can reach the right. People hope for a whole bunch of stuff. But when you hope in God, it works. Everybody say it works. Go to the next one if you would. But here's the issue. It says the disciples rebuked those who brought them. I need you to understand this. Trying to bring people to Christ won't always be easy because people are going to be against this. Don't always think it's just an easy road. But it's also not an easy road for the ones that you are trying to lead to Christ. Because they got to listen to the same stuff you got to listen to. So here you are trying to lead people to Christ, and you got other people who are supposed to be disciples saying the very opposite. This is why, and I'm going to help some of y'all, this is why we don't get in politics. This is why. I didn't tell you don't go vote. Go vote who you want to. I'm going to vote for this country. Please go vote for who you want to. Just know this after you vote. Half the people going to be mad, half the people not going to be mad. Yeah. Which means what? It's all going to be a mess. Which means what? Men can't change this. Only God can.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when you get mixed up in it, I'll tell you why it won't work. Let me tell you why most dudes, no dude, no woman can do it. Because this is it says, if my people, who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, it won't be this. No, it don't work that way. It works God's way, because we not like them.
Yeah.
You can skip through that. Let's go to the next one. Look at what Jesus says. And this is the greatest part of the message for all of us. And they will give honor to God when he judges the world. Go to my next one. And surely I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child can't even hear me. Go to my next one. And this is the problem. We got home. It's the danger zone for us. We got grown kids that think we know better. They're not. We're in a day.
Let me make y'all smile. I don't know who in here wrong. The grown kids came back.
I kicked my feet up in the air. Man, we love you. Because you because dealing with a grown child is difficult. And you got, and here's the thing. When they won't listen and they're in your house and you don't want to put them out and you just put up with it because you're praying one day, I'm going to move you and it's going to be under some good pretenses of me smiling the whole time. And so you go do it. Children can't see the kingdom. They don't see a problem because their hope is in God, not in me. And so there are many facets of this that our struggles are our struggles, but the world is not like us. And so at a certain point in time, either we have to humble ourselves so that we can see what God wants and say, God, whatever you want to do. Use me however you want to use me. But change my attitude, change my behavior so that I can see better how you want me to be than I'm being myself. This is a process, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't stop when you're 10 or you're 25 or you're 30 or you're 45 or you're 88. The truth is, he's still a child. My God, no matter how they want to use it, yeah, man, we need to be very big thing, this little baby, right from big thing. This kid, what's your name? Leonard. But he came up here because he trusted that nothing would happen to him. I say this actually in front of his dad that was going to harm him. Or he don't know me from Adam. But he came anyway. But he trusted that his dad was going to protect him, regardless of what. I tell you, we have to come to Jesus to say, I'm going to work for you. And literally, now, you'll just look as I am with y'all. But guess what? That's the way the world works. When you have to step out and come to him, it don't always feel as comfortable as you want it to feel. This, he never said he was going to give you a comfortable walk. He just said, if you walk with me, I'll bless you. If you walk with me, I'll be with you. If you walk with me, I'll fit. We can't go our own direction. Let's start coming back to him as children. And listen, I want to say this. Added a little politics to the outside. I'm just mad that the people of God trusted man more than we believe in God. Mm-hmm. And these opinions mean nothing to the real big picture. None of it saves marriages. None of it heals broken homes. None of it heals broken hearts. And we are adamant about being right about this, but not being right about what we should be doing with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I say, let's get back to being His children. Let's hope in Him. Let's trust what He wants to do, not in the big picture of the world. Some of you humble yourself. Some of y'all need to get on that Facebook and say, I'm sorry for everything I said. Help me, because I don't want to be a child. That's how you fix it. But some of you didn't know how to get that was today. But we hope these are the great that you have. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. I thank you. We're not like them. But unfortunately, Lord, we're starting to look more like them. With our attitudes, our behaviors, with our thoughts, with the way we treat each other. Lord, help us to stop that madness. And to come back under the subjection of your will and your spirit. Don't just use us on a Sunday morning. Use us on a Tuesday on our jobs when we say good morning. Use us, Father, on a Wednesday when we see someone out there with no money and no way, and that some way, somehow, we can minister to them about who you are. Lord, let us be lights to this dying dark world. By your Spirit, and allow your Holy Spirit to use us. Give us hope in you if even somebody in this room has lost their hope in you. Struggling in their mind, struggling in their spirit, struggling in their circumstances. But today, by the power of your Holy Spirit, come back to be that comfort. Let them see that you're still present and working, that you're helping, that you're caring, that you're being caring, but Father, they'll be able to see you. Because they humble themselves and they will in your mouth. Father, whatever issues that we may have, the people now face when they leave this room tonight, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would give them strength, give them love, peace. Give them the courage to just keep this thing. You would be a God that would heal our brain, heal our hearts, heal our spirit. And Father, give each and every one of us the courage to do that in the meeting. Not by words, but by actions that will really trust you. Lay it at the foot of your cross and allow you to deal with and to take us through whatever it is that you're using to make us into more like you. And we just give you all the honor. All the glory to God for choosing us, allowing us.